You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Punt, William Hill's top flight football podcast.
Hello and welcome along to The Punt. We're looking ahead to the remaining internationals now between the home nations and the Republic of Ireland. More games to preview on this international break. Sam Norris here on the podcast, joined on the line by Lee Phelps and Derek McGovern. Good morning, gents.
Good morning.
I'm delighted I've been brought back for the second raft of international games, International Week.
Where were you in the first, eh? Where were you?
They didn't want me for that. They only brought you back for the big games, I think.
There's almost no point in us doing this podcast now that England have won the Euros. We may as well pack up and go home after last night.
You know what? It's predictable. The reaction to that win in Germany. But I almost understand it. Normally in the past, I've always known you just knew England had no chance going to these tournaments because they'd go there, play the same way, thinking they were all Beckenbauer. Even John Terry. But last night there was something about that performance last night that gave me a little bit of hope for England. I'm not an England fan, you know that, Lee. But I just thought there's something there, They played an unlike an England side, which is exactly what we've needed. So I can understand why your odds compilers have cut them for the Euros.
My world's been rocked more than once this season. Derek kind of siding with Everton every week and tipping them to win the title. Now not only is he eulogising, really, I'd say, about England's chances, he also backed them last night at half-time with 14-1.
They were 4-1 at the start, and I didn't fancy them, I really didn't. But the way they played in the first half, and more importantly, the way Germany played, I thought, they could easily win this game. Germany are useless. And then, of course, he went 2-0 down about 10 minutes later. But it was a sensational set. Some of the goals, that Kane goal and the Vardy goal, they were just tremendous, tremendous goals.
They just looked like, we'll talk about it when we preview the Holland game, but they just looked like they had a bit of zest about them.
Exactly.
Youthful exuberance.
Exactly.
Old exuberance.
And players who weren't afraid to take other players on, which is what you need, isn't it, at international level. Fantastic.
Bring back Rooney. Rooney.
Oh, God.
I thought for the first time in a long time, they played like a Premier League team, which I think has always been the key to England being successful.
You're right, Sam. That was exactly what they did.
Right, let's get stuck into to the remaining friendlies then. We start with Wales' trip to Ukraine. This comes up on Monday evening. Ukraine here are priced at 7-10. The draw is 23-10 and Wales are 5-1. In Hansdart here sees Yarmolenko to score in a Ukraine win at 5-2. And on the Welsh side of things, Simon Church to score in a Wales win is the price of 14-1. Obviously, both sides have qualified for the Euros in the summer, so an ideal prep for both sides. They'll both be taking it seriously.
Yeah, I think they will do. And I just, you've got to wonder how Wales will cope without their two best players. I wondered it in the Northern Ireland game, but Northern Ireland have been brilliant, but I think the draw was the most obvious outcome in that match. This is a slightly different kettle of fish, isn't it, going to the Ukraine, who, they're not an amazing team, but they're a very tight team. You don't tend to see an awful lot of goals in their matches. You look at, the qualifiers, they put three past Luxembourg and put three past Belarus, but beat Cyprus the other day in a friendly, but very rarely they score more than two at home against anyone. In the upper echelons, if you like, of international football, Wales have built their success on clean sheets away from home. They had the clean sheet in Cyprus, Israel, in Belgium, of course, as they went on that great qualifying run. I think this is going to be a low scorer. Whenever you look at an international game with nothing on it, and as you're getting close to the return of domestic action, the draw has to loom large in your mind, I think. But Wales do look a tad big at 5-1, given what we've seen from them. Yeah. If they're at it, then I think that's an incredible price. But Bale, and without Ramsey, the players who can really break open a very tight tactical game, I think I'm going to side with the draw, even though it looks a big price on the face of it. I'd be looking at the unders. I think both teams will be happy with that. The draw and under 2.5 for me at 11-4 gives you a 0-0 or 1-1.
Yeah, I was looking at the unders myself. Under 1.5 goals, I was only 13-8. I mean, we're used to 2-1, aren't we, in a Premier League contest? That's just too short to get involved in, I think. I mean, I looked at this fixture, I've always thought every time I've seen Ukraine play, it's not going to be that often, but normally when they play England, I've thought they've been a decent side and never get the results they deserve. But there's some way behind Wales in the world rankings, I know that people laugh at the world rankings, and even more people laugh at Wales. But Wales is 17 against Ukraine 27, and so it doesn't really square with these odds, does it? 7-10, Ukraine, who only just beat Cyprus, as you say, 1-0 last week. The results haven't been that great. I think they needed, didn't they need the playoffs to qualify as well for the Euros?
Yeah.
There is something about that Wales 5-1 quote, especially when you think if you can get Scotland going to the Czech Republic when you've got Rabsy Nesbitt in the holding role and winning there. I mean, you know, there's almost a chance for Wales there. I'll play safe though, because without Bale and without Ramsey, you can't see Wales getting a bag full. But I'm going to go for the Welsh with a one goal start. I think that's the way to play, and that's odds against for that. That looks a good bet. That 5-4.
5-4 then for Wales, plus a goal for Derek in that match. Another game that comes up on Monday evening then is Northern Ireland taking on Slovenia. Northern Ireland here are priced up at 13-8. The draw is 2-1. Slovenia 19-10. Enhanced odds for this one, Kyle Lafferty to score in a Northern Ireland win is 5-1. And Novakovic to score in a Slovenia win is priced up at 6-1. Northern Ireland have obviously qualified for the Euros, Lee. Slovenia haven't. Does that come into the reckoning here?
I suppose so, to a certain extent. Yeah. It's going back to how much that Northern Ireland want to experiment. The good thing with Northern Ireland is that they haven't got an awful lot to experiment with. So you're not having to try and second-guess the team too much, because they've pretty much got what they've got. You know, we all know about the results throughout the qualifiers. Obviously, the 1-1 against Wales, I think they'd have been relatively happy with that. You know, it was only that 89th-minute penalty that stopped them getting a win in Wales, which would have been a great result for them. They can go 10 games unbeaten for the first time in their history. If they don't lose to Slovenia, which is an amazing, just shows you how far they've come. And I think it also shows what the coach has managed to get out of them. You know, it's not all wins. You know, the standout win, of course, in the qualifiers were great. You know, the win away in Greece really got them off to a flyer. Winning away in Hungary and beating Greece at home, there's a lot of draws in there. Let's not get carried away. Northern Ireland have been brilliant. The fans are brilliant, etc., etc. But we're talking about a group that had Greece, Hungary, Finland, Latvia, the Faroe Islands, it's not Romania. It's not like the strongest group of all. So let's not get carried away and think that they're a tremendous team. But what they are is they're tight and they all do their own jobs. You know, it's like they're almost like the Leicester, aren't they, of international football.
Incredible. That's incredible that you took the words right out of my mouth. That is incredible. You'd have been reading my notes.
I told you to stop sending. I didn't want to hear them anymore. I stopped sending them. They're the sum of all the parts, aren't they? Team ethic. Probably, I think Leicester, maybe a bit unfair on Leicester because they've probably got more standout players. But then let's look at Slovenia. What I'm basically saying is that I don't expect Northern Ireland to go out there and trounce Slovenia in any sense. But Slovenia are poor. You know, the one win away from home in the last five was in San Marino when they won. 2-0. It took them until 54 minutes to break San Marino down as well. The other win away from home in recent times was in Lithuania in 2014. And you had to go right back to 2013, the last away win. Don't score many goals either away from home. So, with the goodwill, Northern Ireland have got them in it, and the fact that they're playing so well, I think 13-8 against this Slovenian team is a little bit disrespectful. So I'm just going to go straight down the line to Northern Ireland here.
Okay, fair enough, Derek.
Yeah, it's Northern Ireland, though, Lee, and you're right. Yeah, no. They are more than the sum of the parts. And Northern Ireland are one of these teams that go to places where they haven't got an earthly and they win, and then they come up against teams like Slovenia at home and draw 0-0. I mean, that's just the way they've been going. They've climbed to 28 in the world rankings, which is unbelievable. Slovenia are 54, which is one place above Panama, which gives them an idea of what they are. One place above a hat. Not that great. Beat Macedonia in a friendly last week. They held Ukraine to a draw at home, but lost 2-0 in Ukraine. Their away form isn't great, but I just can't bring myself to back in Northern Ireland at 13-8. Draws play a heavy part in their results over the last few years, and I'm going to go for the draw here at 2-1. It would be no surprise to see 0-0, to be honest.
2-1 the draw in that game for Derek. Let's go south of the border then in Ireland for the Republic of Ireland taking on Slovakia. 13-10 here for the Republic. 21-10 the draw, and Slovakia priced up at 23-10. John Walters to score in a Republic of Ireland win is 4-1 on the enhanced odds, and Robert Vitek to score in a Slovakia win is priced up at 6-1 on the enhanced odds. The Republic are arguably a better side on paper, but of course they had to qualify via the playoffs for this one, and Slovakia have also qualified as well. This could be a bit more interesting than the previous game.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think Slovakia are being underrated here severely. They won 7 of their 10 qualifiers in a group that wasn't, mightily easy. I mean, there were easier groups than it. Finished above the Ukraine. And in their last three friendlies, they've beaten Switzerland and Iceland and drawn with Latvia. Okay, well, the draw with Latvia isn't great, but, you know, it does show them that it does show that they treat friendlies with a little bit more importance than a lot of countries. They're higher than the Republic in the world rankings, 26 against 29. The Republic won on against Switzerland last week. The way they normally win, they win ugly. 13-10 is no bet at all for the Republic here. I've got a fancy for the Slovakians. You know, I think there could be a surprise package come the Euros. I'm going to be on the right side of them. I think they're a team to follow. 23-10 looks a decent bet for me.
Okay, and Lee?
I'm sitting on the fence in this one again. I think I'm going to go for the draw in this one. I think, you know, what Derek says is absolutely spot on. You know, there's nothing to be too upset about with Slovakia's form. The 2-0 defeat against Spain in Euro qualifiers, obviously that's no problem with that, really. You know, that's the only away defeat they had. You know, they went to places like Macedonia and Belarus and Ukraine and won in previous campaigns as well. So, you know, they're a decent side. They're a technically very good side. And obviously, you know, they're going to come up against Wales in the Euros. I think it's the first match of the Wales game, and then they play England in the last match, don't they? So this is obviously key for them, you know, learning how that kind of, almost like, it's like a carbon copy, they think, of how they're going to have to play when they come up against the home nations teams. So I think it'll be a tight game. You know, what Derek says, Republic do, they don't give too much away. I don't think Slovakia will either. I think it'll be a bit of a kind of a watching brief, if you like, to go and see how, you know, some of these players play. So I know I sound like a bit of a stuck record, but the draw at 21-10 looks decent. And I don't see it being a 2-2 or a 3-3. So if you're going to go for the draw, then there's no reason not to go for the draw and under 2.5 goals, just to give you that extra little bit of on top of the price. No point in backing 21-10 when you can get 5-2 for a 0-0 or a 1-1.
Okay, a low-scoring draw then for Lee and Slovakia to edge it for Derek. We go to England's game now, then this comes up on Tuesday night at Wembley.
9-0. 9-0.
Exactly.
What price is 9-0? Is it enhanced odds? I fancy that.
You can, we only go as big as 8-0, and that's 500-1. England are in the betting here at 3-4. The draw is 5-2. Holland are priced up at 4-1. Harry Kane to score in an England win is 3-1 on the enhanced odds. And Klaas-Jan Huntelaar to score in a Netherlands win is 8-1. Obviously, we all saw the game last night. A tremendous performance from England. The Netherlands had a miserable qualifying campaign. And dare I say, does a 3-4 almost feel like value on England here?
Yeah.
I don't want to say it, but
It is. On the form they showed against Germany and the way that Holland have been playing, yeah, it is. You'd say it was. But you can't imagine England putting two performances like that together in quick succession. It's England, isn't it? They don't do that. But, and also, they've got Roy Hodgson as manager, and they shouldn't have been capable of performing like they did the other night. It was just an un-Hodgson-like performance, an un-England-like performance. They were terrific. And in players like Kane and Vardy, I mean, you look at them now, and you think, well, you know, they're going to go to the Euros and they're going to scare a lot of people. You can't say that about Wayne Rooney now. I noticed that Rooney is still odds on with Hills. I think he's, did I see a 2-5? 2-5 Rooney to start the first Euro match against whoever it is. Whereas he's 7-4 not to. I would suggest that 7-4 not to, given that he's out injured still, is an unbelievable bet. Because I can't see him dislodging anybody in that team. I really can't. Get back to this game. Yeah, Holland lost 5 of 10 qualifiers, and that was with Latvia and Kazakhstan in their group. They've fallen off a cliff. They lost 3-2 in Wales in they won 3-2 in Wales in November in a friendly. So, you know, they can't be that bad. Lost 3-2 against France last week when, you know, all the hullabaloo was out about Johan Cruyff first passing. Their away form is better than their home form. People looking for a crumb of comfort are back in Holland. That's one thing in their favour. They're also only 15 in the world rankings. So despite that miserable qualifying campaign, they still have top nation. But still, I just thought England were irresistible against Germany. Even when they went 2-0 down, I thought there's still something in this. So yeah, I'd agree with you, Sam. I think there might be a shade of value in that England odds on, and I never thought I'd ever say that.
No, neither did I. And Lee, Danny Blintzman are awful, aren't they? No match for Roy's boys, surely.
No. I mean, I suppose one thing that I would say is that defensively we looked a little bit suspect at times. You know, I think the front line in the midfield did kind of it did cover a few cracks at the back. But you know, having said that, you know, the German front line is very creative, and you know they found a way of opening up. Gomez, although he hasn't played many international games recently, is it? Maybe it was a little bit harsh, but what I found it, I agree totally with Eric, by the way. I said on Twitter last night, there is no way that Rooney can dislodge anyone in this team. Then in brackets I put, but I know that Roy will.
Yeah.
I think even if Rooney wasn't fully fit, I think he'll take him, which is a joke. But even in commentary, listening to Glenn Hoddle, and he's saying, Vardy scores that goal, and look when he comes on. And his comment was, isn't it wonderful to think that we've got someone who can come off the bench like that in Euros? Why would you not be thinking about starting again?
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. If we had two unbelievable strikers and Vardy was coming off the bench, absolutely. But Vardy's ahead of Rooney in every single aspect of the game.
He is. Yeah.
The most important one being that he's playing football and that he's fit. We're going to get to the same old thing where Rooney's struggling to be fit for the Euros. He looks overweight at the best of times, and maybe that's popcorn kettle black, football, he knows what he's doing. But, he's not someone who rushes back to match fitness, is my point. It takes him a while to get back into the full spring. Whether Rooney should go or not, just to be in the squad, I don't know. I haven't really got a strong opinion on that, but there's no way he should start the game, that's for sure. I think Kane's a breath of fresh air. I think that front line's amazing. Ali, despite his miss, was great. It's exciting times, but my point about the defence is that I think Holland will score. I think the way they play at the minute, they're a bit carefree, aren't they? I mean, I think they'll need it to England at least. You look back over Netherlands friendlies, going right back to you have to go back to the to June 2011, the last time they kept a clean sheet away against anyone decent. That was against Brazil in a friendly. The only other two clean sheets they've kept in that time. And it's a run of 10 friendlies. We're a 3-0 win in Indonesia and a 2-0 win in China. Italy 2, France 2, conceded 1 to Portugal. Also conceded friendly goals to Belgium. England in the 3-2 defeat, 3-2 win at Wembley back in 2012. So this team, even when they were good, weren't exactly good at getting friendlies. So I think England will win this. I do think both teams will score. I'm just torn between the kind of the headline offer, the enhanced odds offer is quite nice, the Kane to score in England to win, which is 3-1. I think it's more likely that Holland score than Kane does. So I'll go for the England win and both teams to score at 3-1.
Okay, 3-1 then, England in a score win. The final game to come on today's edition of the podcast then is Scotland versus Denmark. It's 19-10 here for Scotland, 2-1 the draw, and Denmark are priced up at 8-5. This one is a real dead rubber, with obviously neither side heading to France in the summer. It looks very difficult to call this a proper friendly with literally nothing on it.
Well, not only that.
Yeah, you go first.
Not only that, I think Scotland, who got an unbelievable result against the Czech Republic, and you'd imagine it would be flying. Well, they're playing a second squad, an entire second squad for this game. I mean, it does really make you wonder who's playing for them then. I think the Proclaimers are the front two. I mean, it's just... I just can't imagine what kind of players are going to be playing for them. The 45 in the world rankings against Denmark's 40th. And I've also... Denmark, decent side, but they finished behind Albania in qualifying for Euros. They've been losing to teams like Portugal and France in recent months, but only narrowly. And they beat Iceland on Friday, and Iceland are one of the emerging forces. So, they're a decent side, despite not qualifying in a group they should have qualified from. And I just can't imagine Scotland, some of the players though they're going to be playing against the Danes, they're unheard of. I'm going to go for Denmark here at 8-5. I think it's a decent price.
Okay, Denmark at 8-5, Lee.
Yeah, no, I just think we're with Derek on this one. I take his point. It's a largely second-string team. I mean, they're saying that Stephen Fletcher will play because he was in the squad for both sets of games, but missed out in the Czech Republic win. So, Derek's right in that. Who's who, and who maybe we haven't got as much knowledge on some of the other players. But I think if Fletcher plays, then I begin to. I'm bored with him getting on the score sheet. I'm not impressed by Denmark at all, if I'm being honest. I mean, you look at their away form, and not only have they lost a lot of games. I mean, the draw against Armenia in qualifying was one of the only highlights away from home. Didn't score. I haven't scored. Sorry, in four of the last five away games, scored in the 2-1 defeat to Sweden, the qualifying playoff. That was the 80th minute. I think Fletcher, who's been in decent nick. I mean, his stats have massaged a little bit by the Gibraltar game where he got three in that 6-1 win. But he scored in the 2-2 draw against Poland as well. And at 2-1, I'm going to have a little go on Fletcher to be on the score sheet there. 2-1 for him to score in whatever the result is. I'm not sure how committed everyone will be. But I must admit, I'm a little tempted by Scotland being that price. I think they are, you know, I think if both teams aren't at it, which I don't think either team will be at it, as Sam alluded to. I mean, the draw is the best price of the three and the biggest. So it's easy to go for the draw, isn't it? But yeah, I'll go Fletcher 2-1.
Okay, Fletcher, anytime goal scorer then at 2-1. Thank you very much then, chaps, and I hope you enjoy the remaining international friendlies, and hopefully it'll be another win for England as well.
Cheers, lads.
Cheers, Derek. Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.